getting from Highway 82 to Southwest Glenwood Springs can be a real pain, especially when there's traffic. So there's a plan to add a new bridge. It would go from the highway over the Roaring Fork River to Airport Road on the west side of town. Terry Parch is with the Glenwood Springs Engineering Department.
The city thinks this is a really important project. We would like to move it forward in the fastest manner we can.
Part of that is because the only bridge on the south side of town now is too small to handle current traffic, and studies show by 2015 it'll be really maxed out. So Glenwood Springs wants to build another bridge.
What it will do is allow a secondary access from South Glenwood and the Four Mile Canyon area up in Garfield County. For those residents, it will improve emergency access in the event of, you know, a fire or those kinds of things.
The areas near the proposed South Bridge are likely neighborhoods to get new homes, and the idea is to also address the likely increase in traffic on the south side of Glenwood Springs, too, both from homes and skiers and snowboarders.
Up in the Four Mile Canyon area right now, we have a proposal for annexation, and back in 2007, there was a proposal for additional development at the ski area, and we think eventually those kinds of proposals will come back.
Glenwood Springs is also looking at completely rebuilding the Grand Avenue Bridge from downtown to the Interstate 70 interchange. Parch says the two projects aren't connected. In fact, the bridge in downtown has guaranteed funding, not so for the proposed new South Bridge. That project doesn't have construction money attached. So Parch says Glenwood Springs is looking at other ways to fund the project. In the meantime, the city is going through the regular planning process, which includes taking comments on the environmental assessment. So far, one of the biggest is from the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority. RAFTA wants to make sure the bridge can accommodate a rail service if that's put back on what is now the Rio Grande Trail. And then there's a rumor Parch wants to dispel about whether the proposed South Bridge would be a fast and easy way to get to I-70.
I think there is some concern that the new bridge may serve as a bypass option, and really that isn't the intention of the bridge.
That's because the road that eventually winds back to I-70 can't hold much traffic and has a very slow speed limit. Glenwood Springs is taking comments about the South Bridge through Thursday the 21st. If all goes smoothly, design will begin this spring. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.